There's an interesting debate going on right now between the President of the United States and many governors over whether the President can force states to reopen their businesses during this crisis. The President has stated that he believes he has the power to do so and that the Constitution guarantees it. The governors have disagreed and have argued that the President legally does not have those powers and cannot force them to reopen the businesses. And the governors are right. We must remember that we live in a system where the federal government has limited powers. Federal government isn't a king or a monarch of any type. It's a limited system. And let's look at three facts to understand this. First, the formation of the federal government. Back in the late 1770s and early 1780s, the states at the time got together to try to form a central government. First, they tried the Articles of Confederation, but that didn't work too well. So in 1788, they got together. They had the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. And in June of 1788, they formed the U.S. Constitution. And they formed it by giving the federal government delineated and limited powers. Second, the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, also known as the States' Rights Amendment. And what that states, very clearly, is any power that is not delegated to the federal government is still retained by the states. For instance, the general police power of a state. That's why during times of emergencies, governors can issue executive orders, like we have here in Minnesota under Governor Walz. Third, the Commerce Clause of the Constitution, found in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3. And what it says is that the federal government may regulate commerce between the states and between foreign governments, but it does not give the power to regulate all commerce within a state. Therefore, states can close businesses and reopen them when they wish in times of emergency. So, we live in a system where the federal government has limited powers, and we don't have a king or any type of monarch. We have a president, and the president just does not have the authority to order states to reopen their businesses.